Welcome and thank you for listening to this message from Legacy Church New Braunfels. To connect with us, go to legacynb.com. Now enjoy this message from our special guest. Now, I'm going to invite Jeff to come up. A couple weeks ago, I released a prophetic word talking about how right before the lockdown happened in March 21st of last year, is when that lockdown first happened with the coronavirus. And the Lord spoke to me specifically, and I'll just give the word for those who don't know it and give a little bit more concise. But he said, it's going to be like the time when Israel went through the wilderness time. And what happened in the wilderness? Two things were happening. One, Egypt was being removed outside of their hearts, right? That slave mentality of like, you know, hey, it was better back then than it is right now. That was removed from them. The second thing was this. Total dependency upon the hand of God, the voice of God, the direction of God. And we have to understand that Matthew 6:33, Jesus takes seriously. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. We're so quick to get to the adding, and we're not quick to be able to seek first him and his heart. And that was what was happening in this wilderness time. So I believe last year, there's a lot of crazy things that were taking place in our nation and in our world. And maybe even some of you guys lost a love member through that time frame. But what I'm telling you is that the Jesus always takes what the enemy meant for evil, and he fulfills his purposes. Do you believe that the Bible is God's word? Yes. Do you believe that he intends to fulfill every word? So in Romans 8:28, when he says he works all, you might have heard it from multiple people in our stream, but even people who don't necessarily relate in the evangelical world, the Catholic world, you heard this voice going out, this is a year to be able to really get in tight with the Lord, just to be alone with him and hear his voice and be able to know who you are. Well, March 21st comes up, and then I hear the Lord say again, says, now, the year of the wilderness is over, and then what happened with that? At one point, Joshua and Caleb had to lead this crop of people who had been for 40 years trained up in dependency upon the Lord to actually leave the wilderness, put the wilderness to the back so they could step into the promised land and take out giants. There's cities that had to fall. There was a land, there was a people that needed them to step into faith into the promised land. And they had to leave the wilderness behind, just like we've got to leave the grave behind and we've got to start stepping into resurrection life. And this is the time we're in right now of sharing the gospel. And so Jeff is a part of a group of men that we're walking through a 9-week mentoring series right now. And he just texted me the other day and said, hey, in fact, Jeff, let me let you tell the story on it because it'll be more important.
Well, it was a couple of weeks ago when you were sharing about Joshua and Caleb. And I don't remember what you shared about Joshua and Caleb, but I remember when you said it, I thought of this old-time chorus. This, and a verse that I had written to add to the chorus 20 years ago. And I said, and there was a prophetic oomph behind it that said, "Now's the time. Now's the time." And that's the line, the last line of the verse that I wrote. I know that now's the time, and it's just an old time chorus that was an old song when I was a teenager, and I have a feeling it was an old camp meeting song. But anyway.
So I asked him to release, real short, I asked him to release it, and then we're going to step into some special things that we have this morning. So.
I forgot about this part. I just want to say one thing about Caleb and Joshua. They were old. So I want to teach this first part of the chorus, and I want the if you're 60 or 70 or up above, I want you to really belt it out. This is really, man. There's something on this. Just
okay. That's good.
I want that mountain. I want that mountain. Where the milk and honey flows, where the joy celestial rolls. I want that mountain, I want that mountain, that mountain that the Lord has promised me.
I want that mountain. I want that mountain where the milk and honey flows, where the joy celestial rolls. I want that mountain. I want that mountain. That mountain that the Lord has promised me. Now Caleb came to Joshua and he said, remember when we went up to the mountain, we knew we'd enter in. And now at last the wilderness is finally at my back. I'm holding to God's promise, and I know that now's the time. I want that mountain. I want that mountain where the milk and honey flows, where the joy celestial rolls. I want that mountain. I want that mountain, that mountain that the Lord has promised me.
Simple obedience is important, because when Jeff texted me, he was like, all right, this is what the Lord's saying. Do you sure? I'm like, yes. Come on, this is the time right now. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to tell our online congregation right now, we're going to pause for a moment on the audio. You'll see us moving, but we have five folks that are going overseas here in a couple weeks, and we're going to lay hands on them and prophesy over them. But we're cutting the audio because the enemy does look at and listen to, and we don't want to have to mask our language as we're praying and prophesying over too. So we'll see you guys in a few minutes here as we pray over them, so stick with us.
How many of you guys are ready to receive from God today?
Yeah.
Raise your hand. There it is. Before that, I just wanted to... There's so many things that fell in line, that words that were released, and, I mean, God is here today. He's here right now. And so, one of the words that even God spoke to me this week, which was spoken, is in John. It says, For here the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor. And the Lord has spoken to me this week, saying that we're just entering, you can start whenever you want. We're just entering a time that, wow, he's here right now. Yeah. Entering a time that we're going to start seeing the harvest come faster. Yeah. And the labor was for a time, and right now is where you're going to start seeing the harvest come immediately. Now I ask, and I'll ask one more time, raise your hand if you want to receive from the Lord today.
Yes.
Before we get there, we're going to go through a moment. We need to repent. And so I tell you, repent. We're going to take a moment, listen to the Lord. My wife is going to share something, but you're going to listen to the Lord, because John the Baptist, and I'm going to quote from Isaiah, what he was sharing, was in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And so repentance, what it does, it is clearing a way, making a path for who came after John the Baptist? Jesus. And so if you want to encounter God today, and if you want to receive from God today, this is essential. You need to repent. She's going to share something. We're going to give you guys a few moments to yourself, as the Holy Spirit brings up to your heart the areas you need to repent. Just release it. Release it.
Yeah, I just want to encourage you, don't don't be afraid of repentance. It's actually a very beautiful thing of coming right back into relationship with him, because sin actually covers up who you are. Sin keeps you in bondage, but when you say, God, I choose to turn away from this, it is a choice. I choose this. I choose to be in right relationship with you. It is a beautiful thing. And as I was preparing for this weekend, God said that this house gives everything that it has. She doesn't hold back. This house gives everything. That includes the ugly. That includes we need breakthrough. Yeah. I just saw different chains being broken off today. And something that God has really been emphasizing is that the church has to stop living like they're still under death. Come on. Do you want to see your breakthrough today? Do you want to see your freedom? Do you want to see it? Come on. Do you want to see it? Okay, then you've got to lay it down at the feet of Jesus today. You've got to say, I don't agree with the enemy's plan over my life anymore. You have to stop agreeing with him. You have to stop. If you have agreed with the enemy in your life, it has to stop. You need to see your breakthrough. You need to stop agreeing with the enemy. You need to see your chains broken. So today, I saw different chains. I saw apathy being broken off. If you're kind of lukewarm towards the Lord, you need to get that off. You need to say, I need fresh fire in my life. You need to see fresh fire in your life. If you want to see a revival in this nation, you have to start living it. You can't just be praying for it. You've got to go after it. So if you've been apathetic towards the Lord, you need to lay that down. God, I want fresh fire. I choose to repent of apathy. I've heard this from so many people saying, I don't know if I have the faith to do this. I think it's past my prime. Let me ask you something. Are you breathing? Are you breathing? Can you talk to people? Can you hear from God? What's your excuse? What is your excuse to not go after it today? If you had unbelief in your heart, you need to get rid of it. You need to say, God, I choose to believe in your goodness. I might not be seeing it right now, but I choose to see your goodness today. I saw addictions being broken off. I saw addictions being broken off. If you've been stuck in a place where you've been held so captive by sin, so captive by your own thoughts, so captive, you need to say, God, break my chains today. It takes humility, but humility is being known for who you truly are. That is humility. So I just ask, choose that today for yourself. Don't let pride get in the way. Don't be concerned with what your neighbors are thinking. Don't be concerned with what other people are looking at. It's not about that. Are they going to walk in your freedom for you? No. Yeah, I saw anxiety. Fear, depression, suicide being broken off today. If you've walked in that, you need a fresh fire. You need fresh peace from the Lord. You need to stop agreeing with what the enemy has spoken over you. You need to stop. Don't give in to that. And if you've been following or just listening to an orphan spirit saying you're always in lack, having a poverty mindset, saying God did this for this person, but he won't do it for me, that's a lie. That's garbage from the enemy. Your testimony is prophetic. What he does for you, he will do for that person. What he did for me, he will do for you. He's faithful. So that is why we repent. We want to give him full access to turn on the lights in our lives, to turn them on, to say, hey, this is hurting you. This is hurting my relationship with you. Get rid of it. If you think your sin is secret, it's not. It's hurting everything around you. It's hurting everything within you. You are being held bondage to sin. And you need to stop agreeing with it. So if you want to receive from the Lord right now, I just want you to stand up. Don't give in to shame, to condemnation. That's not from the Lord. If you want full freedom today, it's available to you. Say, God, I choose to repent of this. Holy Spirit, come and just highlight the hidden areas of our lives. Lord, we might not even be aware, God, but we choose to give you full access. I'm just going to let Holy Spirit speak for a minute. And if you feel like you need to get right with the Lord, please do that right now. Spirit. There's no shame. There's no condemnation. It's walking in His freedom. Come, Holy Spirit. It's time to get angry at the enemy for what you've allowed him to take in your life. To stop agreeing with him. Breaking off fear in this room. Fear you have no place here. Fear of man, fear of failure. You're not allowed to be here. Concerned about anything else but just talking to the Father.
Just stay where you are and just listen, but just stay where you are. Stay connected to the Lord. Just give us a few little disclaimers for the time. As we speak, as we do whatever we see the Father is doing, if at any point you hear or you feel the Holy Spirit catching your attention, fall into it. Forget that we're here. He's got a better message than we do anyways. In addition to that, if at any point you feel the Holy Spirit come upon you, I want you to come to this corner over here. Just get out quietly and walk over here. And just right where you are, if you have a heavenly language, just start speaking it softly. Let it out softly. And if this makes you uncomfortable, that's okay. Because when you encounter God, He'll fix everything for you. And the last one, if I see that God is doing something, I'm going to point you out and have you come to the front and just stand on the side. Because God's going to increase what He's doing when you come up here of what you're doing, what He's doing when you're over there. I know that we're standing up here and we're with the microphone, but the entire thing about today and about our lives is simply, what is the Father doing? Because we want to glorify Him. And we really desire that you even forget that we're even up here, that you fall into just a moment with the Lord. Here, middle section, blue shirt with glasses. You got baptized a few weeks ago. Just come right here in the front. If you have not encountered the Lord and you want to encounter Him, raise your hand. To the man with beautiful hair. Nikki, over there. No, you're going over there. Are you in need of any physical healing? Raise your hand. Okay, all those hands go to that back corner. Back corner. Over here, you guys just start laying hands on the people that came, that wanted to encounter the Lord. Pray for them to encounter the Lord right now. So if you're in need of healing in the back corner, they're going to be coming around, laying hands on you, and you're going to be healed. If you're here in this corner, you're encountering the Lord.
I feel right now God is just breaking down walls of religion where you've been hurt by it, and he wants to bring a fresh love to you. It's a friendship with Jesus. It is not religion. He is so good. He is faithful. Let him break those walls down over you. Releasing faith. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. If you have a circumstance where you need his breakthrough, I want you to get loud about it. I want you to ask him, God, I need to see you move in my life in this way. I need to see you move in my life in this way, in this circumstance. Come, Holy Spirit.
If you're still here, what's going to happen now is we're going to start actually sharing some testimonies of some of the things that we've seen God do recently, mm-hmm. as in the last few days, few weeks. And as you hear these testimonies in Revelation, it says that that's so good. There's a power in the testimony that it releases. It's a prophecy that says, Jesus, do it again. And so as we start sharing these testimonies, you're going to feel the Holy Spirit come upon you, fall into it. And if you feel you need to go to one of these corners because God told you, then feel free to do it. Just recently, Nina and I have been going through some spiritual warfare, and we definitely felt, if you're in here and you want to sit down, feel free to sit down. You don't have to stay standing. But if you feel the Lord come upon you, stand up, just because we need to see what he's doing so we know how to move. But we were just seeing a lot of spiritual warfare coming at us left and right, and it's as if we couldn't even rest. But then God started reminding us of how he's recently even empowered us even more. And he's given us even more of a call. And how many of you know the parable of the seeds? With every seed that's sown, it is tested. And so we've been going through that testing time, big time. And it's strongly over the last week, I would say. There's something that we learned recently, and we've been wanting to put into practice, and we got the opportunity. Because God, we learned something about revenge, right? Now, don't get lost here as I speak this. We have to take revenge against the enemy. Nina was telling me she's tired of playing on defense. It's time to be offensive, to go on offense against the enemy. So as we saw the enemy was coming at us, and it took us maybe a day to realize, wait, this is not us. This is actually the enemy's trying to split this and divide this, because that's the only thing he does, or tries to do, sorry. There was a moment it clicked. This is the enemy. This is the enemy. Let's take revenge. So just recently, we're like, all right, so he's trying to divide us as the Lord is established as one. So let's take revenge on him. And so we're like, okay. I left to Creekside. And I just started going around, what do you want to do, Holy Spirit? What do you want to do? Now, the enemy messed up when he tried to attack us. Because now as we're taking revenge, we ended up, out of that attack he tried to do at us, we got two people for the Lord that entered into his kingdom last week. There was a guy he sent me to Dick's Sporting Goods. So I'm walking around waiting. And just asking people, basically, I was like, you're not going to believe this. But I was all on the other side of New Braunfels, and God showed me this corner, and I came here because he showed me there was somebody in need of him. Is it you? And they'll just laugh, and they're like, actually, I'm a believer. Thank you, this and that. And so I kept walking. I ended up in Ross. While I'm in Ross, I'm just watching people. And there was one that came up to me. And I knew, and this is me being real with you, I knew that this was from God because my immediate response was not the right one. And I was like, oh, the enemy's trying. So the guy came up to me, looked at me, and inside of me, I heard, what are you looking at? And I was like, I know what you're doing. God, this is your child right now. And so in that moment, I start sharing with him. And I tell him, hey, do you know Jesus? And he starts telling him, yeah, I know about Jesus. Like, no. Do you hear Jesus? Are you in relationship with him? Do you encounter him regularly? Do you know Jesus? He's like, well, I was like, no, you don't know Jesus. Do you want to meet Jesus? And he goes, yeah. So I shared with him a testimony of the moment that I came face to face with Jesus. And you see his eyes are starting to open. So I said, come here. Pulled him into the aisle, put my hands on him, and I start praying for him. Simply, I said, Holy Spirit, encounter Antonio, let him see you. And so while we're there in the middle of Ross, he just goes, what was that? And I was like, did you feel that? Yes. And I told him, that's the love that Jesus has for you, that he's wanting to communicate to you, because he's asking you, would you come be in family with me? Would you start a relationship with me? And so I asked him, before I shared with him the testimony, I asked him, do you want a relationship? He was like, I don't know. Then I asked him after he encountered, do you want a relationship? And he goes, yes. And so right there in the middle of Ross, he gave his life to the Lord. Yeah. Then that night, we had another one that Nikki and Nina were at the house having a worship time because they also felt the attacks that were just coming. And Nikki was going to share this one, but she's busy. Nina, would you release that one?
Yeah. So we just felt so much pushback from the enemy. And yeah, I told him, I'm so tired of being on defense. Like, we need to go after this. We need to go after his kingdom. And we were just walking after we met in Green with Chris. And we saw this couple. And they were actually like kind of being inappropriate. And Chris was like, well, let's go over and talk to them. Let's get a word for them. And we walked up to them. And Chris kind of was talking with the guy. And I was talking with this young girl. And you could just tell the Holy Spirit wanted her. You could just tell the Holy Spirit was so after her. God told me she had anxiety, and I asked her about it, and then Nikki got a really cool word for her about love, because she had seen love in the way that the world presents it. She'd seen manipulation and love that says, oh, I'll only love you if you do this for me. That's not love. So we shared the gospel with her, and she started crying. She needed to hear that truth, that she is loved by the Father, not because of anything she does, but because who she is. And we presented it with her. And she said, yes, I want a relationship with the Father. I want what he has. And she said she felt so much lighter afterwards, because the darkness that had once held her so captive had now been lifted off of her. He's so good. I just want to encourage you. If you know you hear God, if you know he's nudging you to go after someone, what is your excuse not to? You're missing out on his kingdom. You're missing out on the blessings. I'm guilty of this. I've walked by people sometimes that the Lord has said, no, go after, and they're missing out on knowing Jesus. So don't let that moment pass you. If he wants to do something through you, if he wants to bring the kingdom through your yes, through your obedience, let him. That's a part of his lordship. Jesus, you have my full attention. You have me. When you want to interrupt my sleep in the middle of the night to pray for this situation, I'm going to listen. When you want to tell me that this person needs this healing, that they have this spirit over them, I'm going to go and I'm going to release it. I'm not going to hold back. And that's the word over this church. Over this church. I got the story of the widow's mite. She gave everything she had. She gave everything she had, and Jesus was so touched by that. He honored her. So don't hold back from the Lord. Don't hold back. You're missing out on his kingdom. You're missing out on him, the relationship. He's good. He wants all of you. He doesn't want just a part of your heart, a part of your life. He wants all of it. Is he not worthy of that? Is he not worthy of your whole life? Your whole sacrifice. If you've been holding back from him, you need to release it. He wants all of you. He wants all of you.
And so as we've been seeing God move more and more, we're like, okay, we want more. We want to see your kingdom come. We want to see your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so he's been calling us. He's been saying, okay, let's do it. And so we have somebody here that's going to share a testimony, Sylvia. I'm going to share a testimony of just a moment that we were at HEB, and God met her at HEB using three of us that were looking for milk and butter.
Yes, we were in the spice. I was in the spice rack aisle, and I saw two young ladies praying for another lady. And I was on the phone, and I was kind of too loud. When they were finished, I apologized for being too loud, and I recognized Nikki. And then it dawned on me, oh my God, I know who they are, and. I was telling them, since when I had COVID, I still smell cigarettes. That's a side effect. And so they started praying about that. And Holy Spirit just hit right there in the spice area. God, there was a revelation of something that I needed healing of the heart from also. God revealed it during the time of prayer. The pain, I had a lot of pain. It went to 70. When they prayed for me, it ended up being, in the end, it was between 10 and 5. But I was so drunk, I could not drive. I had to wait a while. And in the spirit, I don't drink. And I was just amazed, and I feel so much love, these young people. And I just love what the Lord is doing in their lives. And I said, I'm 56 years old. I want that. I want to be out there. I my heart is evangelism, and I want that. I said, Father God, wherever you want to take me, I'll go. You just open the doors. And he's hearing me say that now. So I just want to bless y'all. Y'all just, I mean, I was not expecting that. I don't like to grocery shop. But Jesus told me, I wasn't going to go there to that HEB up the hill. And he said, go up the hill to HEB. I'm like, I don't, it's too far. Go up the hill. God had other plans. It was a divine appointment. And I just want to bless y'all. Y'all just, you know, it. My spirit feels refreshed. And it's like, you recognize the hunger. You want it. And I it's amazing what the Lord is doing. And I just bless everyone here.
And just so you know, she wasn't supposed to go to that HEB. We were at the house, and we didn't even need to go to the grocery store because we still had a little milk left. But we were just like, hey, HEB, let's go. And we went there, and it was a five-minute decision. Okay, let's do it. And happened to run to Sylvia, and the Lord just touched her and healed her. Can I have you come over here? Please and thank you. So I hope you see that the kingdom of God is doing all this. This is all the Holy Spirit. This is Jesus working. This is nothing with us. We haven't even said anything impressive, but you see people being touched. This is what you've been called to do. This is what you've been called to do. And really, most of the people that have been doing the ministering, if not, I think the only person that knew that there would be part of this before this moment was Nikki and Andrew. Those are the only two people we call. But you see how the children of God are rising up because it's in their DNA. And this is what you're called to do. Let's take a moment right where you are. Just lift up a thanks to the Lord because he's moving. If you were following up with me when I was reading in Isaiah, there's one part that I missed. But I wanted you to be able to see it before I read it. So I'll start with what I read. It says, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up. Every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level and the rough places a plain. Repentance caused it to be leveled. And what you're seeing happening right now was the fruit of repentance. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. And the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Look around. You see how many people are being touched by the Lord right now. More testimony. Can we put the guitar volume just a little higher, please? This was another one of those like 5-minute decisions. We were working out, Nikki, Nina, and I, and we were over the Planet Fitness by 35, and we made a quick decision. We need a sweetener for the coffee, so we stopped at Walmart really fast. You see, the thing about the kingdom of God is that it's always. You don't clock in and clock out. What I love about Jesus was that he was always available. He made himself interruptible. The only times that he was like, no, I need this is to be with the Father. But he made himself available because he knew what he was to do. And so I'm actually going to let Nikki share this one. All I said was that we went to Walmart after the gym.
Oh, yes. Okay, so we went to the gym. We were all looking rough, a little sweaty, you know. That's the best time. God wants to use us even in those moments. And so we were driving right past Walmart, and we saw this guy, like, hunched over next to the vending machines. And we all kind of were like, he's clearly not okay. So we parked, and we went to check on him, and we just asked, how are you doing? Are you okay? And this man starts crying, and he starts telling us that a couple years ago he lost his brother, and he feels very lonely. He's just moved to town, and he feels very lonely. It's just him and his girlfriend. And so we all just started praying for him and getting words for him and ministering. And this man's just crying, and the whole time he's trying to light a cigarette, like he's holding it, like he's feeling anxious. And so we cut off anxiety over him. And that whole time, that man never got to light that cigarette. He never got a chance because Holy Spirit came instead. And while we were praying over him, Nina touched his head, and you could clearly see physically he changed. Like, he was fluttering his eyes. And we asked him, like, what's going on? What are you feeling? And he said, the closest thing I can compare it to is an acid trip, but without the bad. And so as we continued to minister and just sit with him, we just sat with him on the pavement. And eventually Chris asked him, like, do you want to receive Jesus? Do you want to make this step and receive freedom? And he said, F it, let's do it. And so he received Jesus there, and we were able to go get him a Bible and give him encouragement. And he said that he felt lighter, which is incredible because that's the Lord lifting those burdens off of him of everything he was carrying. And so God is good, and he moves, and he uses us. So,
I want to just ask you guys to stand up again. He wants everything that you have to give. Everything. If you want to just extend your hands, if you want to do that, God, I give you it, everything that I have. Because you're worthy. Yes, Jesus. Give it all to him. If I leave you with one thing today, it's that he's worthy. Recognize your authority. It's time for the church to stand up. There is no excuse not to go after the lost. It is a command. It's not an option. We've got to go after it. We've got to go after the lost. The church has to stop living like they're still under death. And we can't agree with what the enemy is trying to do. We can't agree with his plan over our lives. God, we give it all to you. We go after it. We go after the broken, those in bondage. Just see a fire coming over this church and into the streets, into New Braunfels. There is so much power in this room to shake this state, to shake this nation, but you've got to live fully revived. Fully revived. No holding back from him. All you have to do is say yes today. All you have to do is say yes, I want that. Yes. If you're living fully revived, the world is going to see something different. But if you're not, they're not going to want what you have. Come on. Just say yes. Yeah, there is freedom in the room. Stirring up of faith.
So we're just going to go right into another just moment of worship. I say moment just because I don't know how long it's going to be. But when the Holy Spirit comes, it's just those moments are precious. They're valuable. And so lose yourself. Lose yourself. If you're feeling the Lord come upon you, come to the front. If you have not received from God yet and you want to receive, come to the front right now. If you have not received from the Lord and you want to receive from Him, come to the front right now.
I want to give an invitation. I know we've got Kendall is going to get baptized. If she's ready to get, if she's already dressed, you're good to go. Do you need to get dressed for baptism? Okay, good. Is there anybody else that wants to be baptized? Before we close the service out, what we want to do is we're going to celebrate brand new life of leaving the grave behind and stepping into goodness. And so there's ministry that's still happening. Don's going to baptize me, so we'll be over there in a second. What I want to encourage you guys to do is if you want to sow into their ministry, you definitely need to get after it because God is going to do incredible things through them. And so there's loveforthelisa.org that you can go through, and you can both give specifically to Jerry and Stacy, which were mom and dad, or you can give it also directly to Chris and Nina, and Nikki as well. But we are specific. Oh, you got some stuff for them? We got prayer cards and stuff like that. It'll be over here. And so I want to encourage you guys to do that. This is normal, guys. We're on God's clock, right? And He's doing things. And taking the time to step into the good things is going to yield a big fruit out of it too. So why don't y'all just, we're going to come over here and we're going to baptize. So brother, why don't you help me out? Andrew, can you? He's got that outside, yeah.
This is Kendall. She's my sister. Yes. And Kendall, why do you want to be baptized today?
Because God gave me new eyes, and now I see how unbelievably mind-blowing He is, and Jesus is Lord.
Yes. So I talked to Kendall, and she realizes that she wants newness of life. And the scripture says you're buried with Him in baptism, and you're raised to walk in newness of life. So that's what we're going to do.
Does anybody else want to be baptized? All right. It's still here. It's still wet. And it's actually warm this time. I can promise you. So we're going to go ahead and close service. So I want you all to stand up with me. We're just going to pray a blessing over you. Chris and Ina, I'm so proud of you guys. So excited. We champion you guys into the new things that God's doing for you. Nikki, I love you. I champion as you walk in, just be Catherine Coleman just walking in grace. Right? It's going to be amazing, too. So, and here's what I hope you picked up on. You guys can walk in the same grace that they do. Because the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the grave, it's the same Spirit that lives inside of us. It's the same Spirit that fills them, fills me, fills you. So walk in that grace and God's going to bless you. So Jesus, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor and the praise. I pray that you would continue on this work, Lord God, not just for a few more minutes, Lord God, but let there be a gigantic wave, a tsunami of your love begin to move through the city of New Braunfels, begin to move and crash into Cibolo and Schertz and San Antonio and Canyon Lake and Seguin. Lord God, continue to move up 35 corridor, crash into San Marcos, crash into Austin, crash into Round Rock. Lord, have your way completely, Lord God, but let this be ground zero of a tsunami of what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for joining us as we seek first after God's kingdom and release it to transform lives and cities. If you would like more information about how to grow in the kingdom or connect with Legacy, go to our website, www.legacynb.com.